What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 28th, 2016. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Today is the last day of that three-ring circus. They're calling the Democratic National Convention. All they're missing are acrobats and jugglers and lion tamers and the rest of that, but definitely the clowns are already on display on that stage there. Now, the Senate Democratic leader, Harry Reid, has basically come on out and stated the incredibly obvious. The Democratic National Committee was not fair to Bernie Sanders.
Well, duh.
Talk about a study in foregone conclusions, but it gets even more interesting than that. Election Justice USA did a study of the already known instances of fraud and irregularities during the Democratic primaries, and they have calculated 184 delegates that should have gone to Bernie Sanders were wrongfully given to Hillary Clinton. And this would have been enough to reverse the outcome of the nomination. In other words, if there had been no cheating, Bernie Sanders would have won that nomination. So now you understand why his backers and supporters are so angry. Now, there's an interesting little footnote to this. When we talk about the discrepancies between the exit polls and the official results, if they differ by more than 2%, it's seen by the United Nations as evidence of election fraud. Just 2%. The Stanford study showed that the discrepancy in those precincts where electronic machines were being used was running an average of 8 to 9% in favor of Hillary. In the worst case, 13.9% difference between the official results that gave Hillary the delegates and the exit polls. 13.9%. Now, today, the corporate media is trumpeting how the Democratic Party is, you know, they're united, they're drawing together, they're putting aside their differences, they're pushing this unity thing as hard as they can. Most of it's a manufactured fraud, and for most of the people on the ground there, they understand the Democratic version of unity is kicking out all opposing views and dissent of any kind.
You will stand behind the candidate we give you.
Yeah. And it's getting pretty ugly out there. Apparently, the police outside the Democratic National Convention have resorted to a free speech cage. They have literally set up a fenced-off area where critics of Hillary, supporters of Bernie Sanders, are going to be held to make sure they cannot get into the convention and make rude sounds at Hillary during her acceptance speech. And if Hillary treats free speech like this during her campaign, imagine what she would do as president. So this left the Democrats with a big problem. There's a lot of empty seats in there. And that looks bad on the camera. This is the coronation of the Empress Hillary. They should be full to overflowing. So what are they doing? They're advertising for seat fillers. And we actually posted a link to an actual ad. They're hiring people at $10 an hour. That's less than minimum wage, by the way. To just go on in and sit in the seats and applaud when they're directed to for 6 hours. And that's a lot of money. Now, the convention seating runs about 20,000. We figure about half of those are Hillary's people. So that's 10,000 empty seats they're having to fill for 6 hours at $10 each times six. That's a lot of money. And one of Bernie Sanders' delegates was actually talking to a professional seat filler and got him to admit, yeah, they replied to the ad. They're being paid to be there. It's a tough economy. Nobody's got work. It's very easy to get people to come on in and just sit there and applaud the Empress. It's a fake. It's all a fake. Now, as you know, the spin coming out of the DNC email leak is it's all a plot by Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. Oh, poor Hillary, she's the victim. The boys are ganging up on her again, and you shouldn't even bother reading those DNC emails, or you're a Russian stooge. And the story of how that came about is really quite telling, because on July 24th, Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, Robbie Mook, without naming the source, came on out with this allegation that so-called security experts pointed to Russia as the source of the hack of the DNC's emails. Wouldn't name the sources. Just take my word for it. We wouldn't lie to you. We're Democrats. Now, Mook has revised his statement since then in the face of growing demands. Who exactly has any evidence Russia had anything to do with this? Especially with Julian Assange coming on out and saying, I'm not telling you where we got this, but it wasn't Russia. And Mook is now saying that he only reported it because he had heard it on CNN. That was his authoritative source. CNN said it was being done. It must be so. Now, during his speech yesterday, Donald Trump cracked a joke about Russia having the missing 30,000 emails from Hillary's private email server and how much he hoped Russia would leak them. And, of course, the Democrats and the corporate media seized on this as Donald Trump admitting he was working with Putin. It's an act of treason against the U.S. government for them to be working together. And they're frothing at the mouth trying to connect this. And Donald Trump has come on out and said, it was a joke. And they're just trying to seize on it as proof Russia did the hack, that Russia and Donald Trump are working together. They're victimizing poor Hillary, feel sorry for her at the ballot box, all this nonsense. It really is. Now, there's a little bit of a wrinkle you need to pay attention to. Okay, if Russia does have those emails, and according to Guccifer, a lot of people were inside Hillary's server, by treaty, the Mutual Legal Assistance in Criminal Matters Treaty, signed by the U.S. and Moscow, in June of 1999, requires Russia to turn those emails over to American law enforcement. It's not a dastardly plot. It is not treason. If Russia has the emails and turns them over, they are complying with a treaty. And they're rising on a busted flush on this one. I couldn't believe it. This is from the Washington Post. They're already out there pre-selling. By November, Russian hackers could target American voting machines. Harumph, harumph, harumph. And it launches with a flat-out declaration. Russia was behind the hacks at the Democratic National Committee's computer network, which we know they've got no support for whatsoever. And they extrapolate from that forward. Obviously, Russia is going to be interfering with America's elections. Now, first of all, you need to understand, the U.S. government has no business chastising anybody for tinkering in other countries' elections, because the CIA has been doing it for decades. But let's go back and remember that Sony Pictures hack, which the same U.S. intelligence agencies that are screaming about Russia now insisted came from North Korea, which at that point had a somewhat higher position on the U.S. government's special high interest targets list. And then, of course, they were all humiliated when it turned out to be an internal leak by a disgruntled Sony employee. And one has to wonder if recently assassinated DNC IT worker Seth Rich might have been the true source of the WikiLeaks data. But I digress. And again, WikiLeaks, without identifying their sources, saying this isn't Russia. The most amazing thing, however, is the Washington Post has all of a sudden discovered that it's possible to cheat American elections. But apparently only so long as they can use it to demonize Russia. Now, anybody who's been to blackboxvoting.org or seen that HBO documentary Hacking Democracy knows the entire U.S. election system is designed to be a cesspool of fraud. And we do not need to look at Putin to find out who will be cheating this November. Now, as I mentioned before, there's this report by Election Justice USA that determined 184 delegates that should have gone to Bernie Sanders were instead delivered to Hillary Clinton. Without that cheating, Bernie would be the Democratic nominee. Then you have that Stanford study. Again, where the electronic machines were used, there was a bias towards Hillary Clinton. So why isn't the Washington Post reporting on all the lawsuits filed against the Democratic primaries? It seems to have escaped their notice. Why is the Washington Post engaging in baseless speculations about Russia? And you have to wonder, is somebody setting up a propaganda campaign so that if Trump achieves a landslide victory too huge for the election rigors to overcome, they'll simply dismiss the entire election saying, oh, well, it was being rigged for Trump by Russia, and therefore we're going to disqualify Donald Trump and Hillary will be the president. And they're out there just screaming about all this hacking of all the electronic voting machines. I have a solution, which amazingly enough seems to have escaped the prostitutes and the correspondents, not to mention the editorial staff over at the Washington Post. Let's ban all electronic voting machines for November. That way the election cannot be hacked by Russia or by someone much closer to home. Now, there's one other factor. They're out there trying to create this link between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. And at the same time, they're ignoring that Uranium One deal. That Canadian company was merging with a Russian company. They were coming into the U.S. and buying up uranium resources to mine. And cash was flowing into the Clinton Foundation. At the same time, the State Department worked to make this deal happen. Why isn't the Washington Post reporting on that? At least the New York Times had the guts to go forward with this story. There's a solid link, a corrupted link, between Hillary Clinton and Russia that's very real and demonstrable, but that's being ignored to sell you this idea that Donald Trump is evil incarnate and Vladimir Putin is the reincarnation of Joseph Stalin and they're going to destroy the world unless we put Hillary Clinton into the White House. Let's take a phone call. John in the Caribbean, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes. I have to point out, just like the email server nonsense and Bill Clinton's executive order, this treaty where Russia is obliged by treaty to hand over information if it involves criminality was signed by Bill Clinton.
Talk about hoisting with your own petard.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, this election cycle, because it's so interesting, shall we say, and is going out all over the internet, it is just showing how corrupt the whole of American government and society is. I mean, we've got Monsanto. We've got the NSA. We've got all these organizations that are the FBI giving Clinton a free pass. How could they possibly do that? But it's on show to the whole world that America is just descended into this ridiculous criminality.
It has, and it's on full display to the American people. Again, we have this coffee mug that we sell in our online store. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And if there's one positive thing that we got out of the Democratic National Convention this year, was it was a slap across the face of the American voter that they're not being listened to anymore, that they're being ignored, that they're being sidelined by party machine politics. And people are not happy about that.
I'm surprised that we aren't quoting Joseph Stalin. It's not the voters that count, it's who counts the votes.
Well, a lot of people have been quoting him on that one because that's exactly what's going on. And we have tangible proof that election fraud has already been taking place during the primaries. And of course, Hillary is going to be going into November planning to do exactly the same thing because she's sinking in the polls. Donald Trump is pulling ahead. She's in serious, serious trouble, and they're going to hit the panic button.
Well, I think I watched an RT offering this morning. It's called The Siberian Candidate.
Yes.
And it was a complete... it was a laugh all the way through, the nonsense that's coming out of the American corporate media and the Democratic Party. If it wasn't so serious, it'd be laughable.
Well, it actually is laughable, and what it does indicate is they are in a state of panic over there. Because nothing they're putting out is getting traction with the voters. Donald Trump is pulling ahead in the polls. Even the online polls, which are trying to sell Hillary, are having to admit Donald Trump is pulling ahead rapidly. Hillary is not going to get a post-convention bounce because of all this stuff that came on down. She's in serious, serious trouble, and all of her backers are. And behind that, of course, that entire linked network of corruption, HSBC, the Clinton Foundation, all of it risks being torn down and exposed under a Trump presidency. And that's why his life is in serious danger right now, and I hope his security is taking that seriously.
I think I'd be riding around in a WAP vehicle to make sure that, you know, even RPGs can't get me if I was Mr. Trump.
Well, you know, he can't give the public appearance of being afraid or being paranoid. He does have a tendency to walk out in the open a little more than I'm comfortable with. He's got to understand that he's up against some very powerful forces on a par with those that took down John F. Kennedy or John F. Kennedy Jr. And so he's got to be very, very careful. And I'll even give you a timeline for when I expect them to make an attempt on Trump's life. And that will be before the first scheduled debate between Trump and Hillary. Because Donald Trump will just eat her alive on that stage.
I don't think there'll ever be a debate because, as you say, Donald Trump will just destroy the woman completely. He's got so much ammunition and evidence.
Hillary can hardly refuse. I mean, this would be the first election in U.S. history without a debate between the candidates for president. And people are going to really say That's it. Something corny is going on here.
Well, I think they've already delayed the first debate, so who knows?
Well, if there is no debate, it's going to work against Hillary and for Trump. Just like Donald Trump is making a big deal of the fact that, you know, he's taking questions from reporters, and Hillary has been ducking reporters' questions for 230 days. Donald Trump had a town hall forum on Reddit last night. Something like 10,000 questions came on through. And, he's making himself accessible to the public and the media, and that's something Hillary dares not do.
Well, I looked at this information where Mr. Trump supposedly actually requested that Russia, if they've got the emails, or anyone, he said, anybody who has these emails, please send them to the FBI to further their investigation.
Oh, yeah, like the FBI is going to do anything with that stuff. You know, I mean, let's be, you know, if you got the emails, dump them on the net somewhere. You know, send them to WikiLeaks, give them to all the independent media, just let them post and let the American people read them and judge for themselves.
I think the WikiLeaks are being very clever with these leaks. Leaking a little bit at a time, it keeps it in the news and in the news cycle, and I can see them keeping this corruption in the news cycle for weeks and weeks, and until it really sinks into the American people's consciousness.
Well, they're definitely playing the media with that, but I think last night's release of the voicemail is actually going to backfire on them. First of all, because there wasn't really anything of interest in it. They're obviously, somebody is tapping phones. I don't think it was a good release. It didn't really convey any important information.
Serious.
Yeah, and Assange was saying the next release will result in an indictment. This obviously wasn't it. So who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, but I mean, it's becoming serious when the American media and the Democrats are accusing a foreign nation of interfering in their election cycle, when America's been doing that since the end of the Second World War.
Absolutely. I mean, there is so much projection going on where, the government and Hillary and the Democrats are trying to say, oh, no, we're fine. What you think we've been doing, actually, it's the Republicans and it's Donald Trump, and it's called projection. And that's exactly what's going on. and they're back to rehashing all the old stories. Oh, it's a vast right wing conspiracy. It's Hillary haters. It's blah blah blah. More about that when we come back from these words from our sponsors. Thank you very much for the phone call, John, and we'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And there is no question Hillary is in serious, serious trouble. Her campaign right now seems to be degrading, deteriorating, down to simply trying to find some way to make the American people hate Donald Trump more than they hate her. And she's got such a head start down that reasons to hate. And they're trying to negate that as well. Now, there's an interesting little article talking about the double standards in the corporate media. This is over at softwar.net called DNC Titanic. You know, ding, ding, Captain, we have a WikiLeak. And they're pointing out when Hillary Clinton sent classified emails from her unsecure personal server, lied and got caught. Yeah, everybody does it. No big deal. When thousands of emails and documents suddenly disappeared from the IRS on hard drives that were eaten by Lois Lerner's dog, nah, nothing to see. Not important. When the CIA director got his email hacked by a teenager who smokes pot every day, the media stories were, oh, wow, the guy smokes pot. But on the unproven claim that Russia hacked the DNC, and showed the party to be a bunch of frat boys and sorority girls cheating Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. All of a sudden, it's a crisis, national security breach. It's time to go to war, those evil Russians. And they're calling out the corporate media's prostitutes and correspondents as they deserve to be. Now, it's not just confined to the United States. What they're trying to do is find some way to get everybody to hate Donald Trump on the basis of these made-up myths and legends, and find some way to convince everybody that it's okay to support Hillary despite all that she's done. And I almost couldn't believe this story over in the Daily Mail. Why is Hillary so unpopular? Psychologists explain the science behind Clinton's struggle to win over voters. And they go on in about research from the Human Cooperation Laboratory at Yale University is out there saying Trump is popular because he acts like he's outside the system. They go on to a long thing, but basically this is what it is. The latest pathetic desperation on the cusp of madness spin is if you don't support Hillary, there may be something mentally wrong with you. Of course, to the psychiatric industry, everything's a mental illness for which they have a pill they will sell you. But I digress. According to these researchers, you shouldn't pay attention to the shady cattle futures trading or Whitewater or Flowerwood or Castle Grande, the CIA cocaine running through Mena, Arkansas while Bill was governor, train deaths, ADFA defaming all of Bill's sex assault victims, the lost Roseloft film firm billing records, travel office firings to hand the contract to Hollywood friends, sending sensitive technology to China for donations to Bill's reelection, the murder of Vince Foster, the murder of Ron Brown, Hillary Care, using the IRS against their enemies, looting the White House of furniture when they left, illegally obtaining FBI files on their enemies, lying about sniper fire in Bosnia, Benghazi, the felony violations of Title 18 from Hillary's private email server, the pay-to-play Clinton Foundation, and the rigging of the Democratic primaries to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders. These are just factors people aren't going to be thinking about. The problem is voters are mentally incompetent to objectively select the media declared best candidate to serve in the Oval Office. I mean, that's really out there. If you're not supporting Hillary Clinton, you're mentally ill. How Soviet Union can you get? Meanwhile, another one they're dusting off over at Patriot News Daily. Liberals have an explanation for Hillary's critics. It's just sexism. They hate her because she's a woman. And she's already out there. She's trying to play the victim. I'm a victim. I'm helpless and weak to the patriarchy. That's why you've got to give me the keys to the nuclear weapons. It's amazing. About the only good thing that can be said is that Hillary Clinton does believe in recycling, because she's recycling all the same crud that they have been using to dodge the blame for their illegal criminal actions all these years. It's a vast right-wing conspiracy. Oh, it's coulda, shoulda, woulda. That's last week's news. On and on and on. And people are catching on to it. It's happened way too many times. Latest Los Angeles Times poll, and remember, the Los Angeles Times is in favor of Hillary. Trump, 47. Hillary Clinton, 40. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, before we went on the break, we were mentioning that the latest Los Angeles Times poll, and the Los Angeles Times is very pro-Hillary. Their poll is Trump 47 to Hillary 40, 7-point spread. And the reality is, over the last 2 weeks, Donald Trump has seen an average gain of 17 points on the upside. Now you know why Hillary's people are absolutely panicking. Nancy Pelosi is, I mean, they're down to name-calling now, along with that you're mentally ill if you vote for Donald Trump and all the rest of it. You're sexist, you're a woman-hater. Nancy Pelosi is now out there saying Trump voters are dumb, racist, and homophobic. You can almost see her on the verge of tears, you know, and your mother dresses you funny and your dog smells awful and you're ugly people because you won't vote for the people we want you to vote for. I want to see her fall down on the ground and kick and scream and throw an absolute tantrum. Just cry. You're being mean to me by not voting for Hillary. Time Magazine is out there on this attempt to link Trump and Russia. This has all the earmarks of what is called a full court press in public relations terms. Just massive saturation. And Time is going with this story about how Donald Trump made the U.S. a target for Russia's new brand of warfare. That cyber warfare, those evil Russians. They've been developing this, and now Trump's given them an excuse to... Time did not allow comments on this article, and for a very good reason, because I would have said, hey, would you please remember just who created Stuxnet and started all this destructive cyber war stuff? It's amazing. Now, Julian Assange is out there saying that there is more to come, and they are playing the media very brilliantly, little bit at a time, little bit at a time, little bit at a time, little bit at a time. I'm sure that the Hillary people would actually be rather happy if it all came out now, and then they could sort of work on driving it from the public memory between now and November. But Assange isn't going to do that. Now, unfortunately, as I mentioned to John from Barbados, I think there was a bit of a misstep with these DNC voicemails. And I'm sure it rattled a lot of people over at the DNC that even their voicemails are out there. But there wasn't really anything I could see in any of these emails that was substantive. In fact, my impression is the voicemails are just from one single telephone used by a person named Andrew. And most of the calls are, Andrew, please call me back. I'm calling from the ambassador. And this one lady who kept calling in over and over again saying, you've got to stop Bernie Sanders. He's got way too much influence. So we'll see what's going on. Assange was promising something that would lead to an indictment. This is clearly not it. Okay. Moving right along. For 3 days in a row now, the movie Clinton Cash has been number one on Facebook. It's spreading all over the place. I probably got about six emails today saying you got to see this movie, which, by the way, is on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com right now. It is a classic example of something going viral. And everybody who watches this movie, which is based on that New York Times bestseller, they're just stunned at how much the Clintons have been able to get away with over the decades. Online views have cleared well over a million. I don't even think there's a way that anybody can actually keep track, because a lot of people are copying off local copies of this out of fear that it may get taken offline somehow. Now, right now, Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America is now the top grossing documentary of 2016. This is another movie about Hillary. And remember, we were reporting yesterday down in Florida, some Democratic politician is trying to get the theaters to voluntarily pull this movie from screening out of fears that it might encourage violence against Democratic politicians. Well, if you're worried about a negative reaction from the voters, don't cheat the voters. Seems like common sense to me. Okay, if you are trying to call into our radio show, I have just now been informed we are having some difficulties with the 800 line. John was able to call into us over Skype, but if you're trying to reach the show and you can't get through, that's the reason. And again, you know, profuse apologies from that giant mutant hamster in the wire wheel hooked to that generator. And I assume that once the phone lines are working, that the control room will let me know that they're back on. Okay. Now, during Obama's Democratic National Convention speech, there were people in the audience shouting, no on TPP, no on TPP. Because despite Hillary Clinton's claims to oppose it, support for these transoceanic, transglobal, so-called free trade agreements, that's part of the Democratic platform. And by the way, if it's really free trade, you wouldn't need an agreement, would you? These so-called free trade agreements are very restrictive. You're allowed to freely trade the products coming from the giant corporations. Now, Bernie supporters were booing and chanting no more wars, while Leon Panetta got up there to describe what an amazing war president Hillary Clinton will be. He's up there with her war credentials. And, you know, she'll be a strong leader who will send your children off to die bloody, horrible deaths for the greater glory of the American empire. Victory or death, blah, 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 blah. And then he kind of shot himself in the foot with the claim that Hillary Clinton masterminded the killing of Osama bin Laden in Abbottabad. And that was not a good thing to do, because anybody who's been paying attention knows the real Osama bin Laden died of Marfan syndrome in late 2001, and the guy they got at Abbottabad wasn't him. That's why they took no pictures, no video, dumped the body in the ocean, and just flooded the internet with these hastily done, very poorly done, fake photos that were ripped to shreds in a matter of an egg timer by this retired visual effects expert who lives on the island of Oahu. So he's out there. Hillary masterminded the killing of Osama bin Laden, and that was a complete hoax and a fraud. He's committing a fraud based on another fraud, based on another fraud. Now, when Tim Kaine was getting up there to have his name officially put into nomination as vice president, the floor of the convention started calling for a roll call vote. And apparently the Democratic National Committee organizers simply cranked up the music to the maximum level to drown out the dissenters so they couldn't be heard. Now, it's estimated that at top volume, the sound system they have at that Democratic National Convention can reach 140 decibels. This is louder than a jet aircraft and takeoff, and well above the level of permanent damage to the ears. But that's how they're going to do it. They're not saying things we like. Turn up the music. Anyway. Well, Bernie Sanders is on his way back to Vermont as an independent. He has now officially left the Democratic Party. Bernie has left the building. And I imagine he's probably kicking himself for not having allowed a discussion on that email server issue in that first debate. Because whatever he thought he was going to get out of being nice to Hillary Clinton, he got nothing. He's back to status quo ante. And his supporters are feeling burned. So let's talk about the war zones now. Emphasis on the plural. Because much of the U.S. interdiction force is still trapped on the ground in Turkey at the Incirlik Air Base, Syrian forces backed by Russian air assets are making major, major gains. And they've all but encircled Aleppo. They've regained control of a strategic oil pipeline, taking it back from ISIS. That's going to make Erdogan very, very unhappy, because remember, he had that little deal. He was buying stolen Syrian oil from ISIS. And then his son was reselling it to other companies. They were making money hand over fist from this deal. Now, Syrian helicopters are now flying over the remaining rebel areas, dropping leaflets saying, if you're thinking about surrendering, now would be a good time to do it. Just put down your weapons, cooperate with the Syrian army, and Assad is talking about a blanket pardon for all Syrians who put their weapons down and surrender. And they might just take him up on it. They can't be feeling very good right now, surrounded with their supply lines cut off, and their sponsors, the United States, paralyzed over an Incirlik. Vladimir Putin is reinforcing this message of surrender and be safe, promising the rebel fighters a safe way out, a corridor, by which they can exit Syria if they choose to do so. Now, apparently over at the United Nations, there was another discussion about what's been going on in Syria. And Samantha Powers was kind of flailing around and thrashing, trying to explain why it is that U.S. planes kept missing the ISIS and Al-Qaeda and bombing hundreds of civilians and civilian infrastructure. And she tried to evade it by saying, well, we're talking about civil society groups. And apparently she was so poorly dressed, people were laughing at her. She looked like a refugee from the 60s hippie communes from Woodstock. Did not present a very respectable face of the U.S. government in action. Meanwhile, because of the failed coup d'etat against Erdogan, Turkey is swiftly moving into the Russian sphere of influence. Turkish-Russian rapprochement turbocharged by the coup attempt. And Erdogan is going to be meeting with Putin the first week in August. And they're already talking about ending all sanctions, increased trade, oil pipelines. This has been a major foreign policy disaster for the United States government. And a reminder, handing top government positions to people with fat wallets does not for good policy necessarily make. Now, Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, is basically saying that as long as NATO continues to fortify the border with Russia with more troops and more weapons, Russia will be forced to counter that by deploying more of their military down to Crimea and northern Caucasus. And he's pointing out this is not Russian aggression. This is a response to Western aggression. And yes, it is, and we all know that it is. Meanwhile, the U.S. and Japan are shaking hands on greater military cooperation down in the South China Sea just one day after John Kerry was out there saying, well, we're really trying to avoid a confrontation with China over these islands. We're just sailing our warships really close to their territory for freedom of navigation exercises. And you shouldn't read too much into the fact that we have all these major weapons poised off your shore. Really, if you react to our weapons, then you're being the aggressor. Same tactic they're trying to use with Russia. Unfortunately, North Korea is out there flapping their gums again, saying that the U.S. has crossed a red line, primarily with the deployment of THAAD in South Korea. And North Korea's top diplomat for U.S. affairs, quoted in the Associated Press, is saying relations between the U.S. and the North Korea are, in fact, on a war footing. And I'm sure the people over in Washington, D.C. are delighted to hear that. Because that's what they need. They need a war. They don't even care who with anymore. If they could get a penguin to commit a terror attack, they'd declare war on Antarctica. The U.S. government needs a war in the hope that you, the American people, out of a misplaced sense of patriotic duty, will forget all about the crimes and the corruption and the taxes and the decayed infrastructure and the spying and the Obamacare, and you'll throw a snappy salute at that flag and fling what's left of your money and your babies onto the designated enemy's bayonets. Because that's what worked before. Every time the U.S. gets into a serious economic mess, they look to war to get out of it. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008. Look how many countries the United States has invaded, drone struck, or tried to overthrow. The pattern is clear. The problem is, it's a very different world from the early 1900s or the 1940s. People are much more sophisticated. They're much more aware of government deception leading to war. And I think starting a war that I don't think the U.S. can win, even with nuclear weapons, is actually going to be counterproductive. They're not going to have wide-based support among the American people. Because the American people understand the U.S. government is trying to start a war to save their own sorry rear ends and to plunge us into another century of debt to those private central banks. Now, Tim Kaine, Hillary's running mate, is among 36 senators seeking an additional $320 million for Israeli missile defense systems. You know, those Iron Dome rockets that can't hit those Palestinian bottle rockets on the way in? Tim Kaine wants to take more of your money and give it to Israel to buy more of those. Senator Lindsey Graham is out there saying, this is no time to nickel and dime Israel. We're just going to nickel and dime the American people in order to pay for it all. But there's a real question behind there that it's time that we all asked. First of all, for all the money that we have given to Israel, what do we get back for it? We get a handout and a request for more money. And the reality is, Israel's economy is far better than most of the countries in the European Union. And yet, constantly, they're demanding money from everybody around them. Now, in theory, Israel was founded to be an independent safe haven for the Jewish people, which sounds like a good idea. But when you look at how Israel is constantly sponging money off of everybody else on the planet, you can hardly call them independent. And it is the actions of Israel's government that are making the world a far more dangerous place for the Jewish people. And even the Jewish people are starting to pick up on that. It is a huge amount of money. We've given Israel more than six times the cost of the Apollo moon program. We'll be right back.
An ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Tonight.
children alike. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about all this money that is flowing out of the United States taxpayers' pockets into Israel. And for why? Israel has a very strong economy, or at least with all that the money is pouring in there, it does. It has a very high standard of living. Their economy is much more solid than most of the European Union nations. And now they're talking about giving them even more to buy weapons and things to threaten their neighbors with. The American taxpayer has been forced to give Israel at least six times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program. And we certainly haven't gotten a giant leap for mankind out of all that money, or even an updated version of Velcro. All we get back is, give us more money and you're an anti-Semite if you don't. And I would hope, and I'm starting to see indications of, there's going to be a serious anti-incumbency fever in the November elections. And it's time to get these Israel firsters out of our government, because it's supposed to be our government, not Israel's. Now, Israel has taken advantage of the circus over at the Democratic National Convention and all these false flag terror attacks all over Europe to do a lot of things that normally would be criticized by the world. They've gone on another binge of demolishing Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem, which, according to the United Nations, is supposed to be Palestinian land. Just yesterday, Israeli forces opened fire on Gaza fishermen who were just fishing, arrested two of them, and confiscated their fishing boats. And apparently Israel has announced they're going to annex more of Syria's Golan territory because they need a safe zone. Oh, horror of horrors, we don't feel safe unless we have more land between us and them. And by the way, that's a scam they've been using against the Palestinians for years. We're going to take this land for a safe zone. And then Israel builds in the safe zone. And then they say, oh, well, we need a new safe zone. And they grab more land. Bit by bit by bit by bit by bit. And that's why the map of Palestine today is just this fragmented collection of isolated islands. If you look at the maps of Israel and Palestine for the last 60 years, it's very obvious who is wiping who off the map. All right, let's talk about the economy here a little bit. Deutsche Bank profits plunged 98%. That's even worse than the 96 we had the other day. The outlook for the world's riskiest bank darkens. And we know Deutsche Bank has had a lot of problems with exposure for fraud, a lot of very strange deaths among some of their executives who were involved in some of these areas where the fraud was taking place. But the real issue has to do with the derivatives exposure, and it is huge. We got to take a break for our top of the hour station identification, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.